Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Senate will be in order.
Will you all please raise your right hand?
As we begin this new Congress, the American people need Democrats and Republicans to work together.
We really cannot resolve this until we open up government.
I am very proud to announce today that we have reached a deal to end the shutdown.
The calls for Governor Ralph Northam to resign are growing.
I am not either of the people in that photo.
And there it is. The dynasty continues.
The Patriots are Super Bowl champs once again.
The state of our union is strong.
You have to watch the entire video of what happened with these kids from Covington.
An encounter between Kentucky high school students and a Native American elder triggered nationwide outrage.
It is the coldest it has been in decades.
It's called a polar vortex.
The polar vortex.
The polar vortex.
The polar vortex.
This is the fight of our lives.
Bernie Sanders announcing that he's running for president again.
We want to take you now to Newark, New Jersey.
I'm Cory Booker, and I'm running for president.
They call me Mayor Pete. I am running for president of the United States.
Now to what could be a major development in the Jussie Smollett case.
I think this city is still owed an apology.
President Trump arriving in Vietnam.
The president's longtime fixer and personal attorney.
I know what Mr. Trump is.
Michael Cohen.
The Philly sign, Bryce Harper.
The alleged ringleader of a massive college admission scam.
The operation dubbed Varsity Blues.
Brand new 737 Maxes have been grounded.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage of the attacks in Christchurch, New Zealand.
Notre Dame Cathedral is on fire.
I've got stage 4 cancer, not stage 1 for sissies.
Why are you making me laugh about
it? Well, what else are we going to do?
Virginia with the all-time turnaround title.
Many doubted we'd ever see it. Here it is.
The return to glory.
Congratulations, Tiger. Unbelievable.
It was just announced. There was no collusion with Russia. This was an illegal takedown.
This goes to the heart of everything we've been talking about, the collusion and cover-up.
There's a very strong argument to be made that this is a high crime or misdemeanor for which impeachment may be a possibility.
The Republican Party has surrendered to Russia.
Robert Mueller will appear today. He's going to take questions for the first time.
After nearly 2 years of investigation, the special counsel did not find that the Trump campaign colluded.
There's a new NBA champion, and it's a team from Toronto, Canada. We the North are now we the champions.
For the first time in their history, the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions.
Roosevelt might have won the World Cup for the United States.
Stepping across that line was a great honor.
President Trump became the first American president to set foot in North Korea.
Thousands and thousands of people chanting Free Hong Kong.
Multi-millionaire and politically connected money manager Jeffrey Epstein.
I wanted to talk about the death of Mr. Epstein.
He's a guy that there are probably 50 very important people that have a motive to kill him.
Baseball legend Frank Robinson has died.
Bill Buckner died today.
Little roller up along first, behind the bag, it gets through Buckner.
British actor Albert Finney has died.
I love you, Daddy Warbucks.
All I can do is just low and go,
Norton.
It was nearly impossible not to laugh at Tim Conway.
There she goes.
What a funny comedian.
Doris Day, one of Hollywood's most beloved stars, passing away.
Whatever will be, will be.
She could do it all.
Fans, loved ones, and former colleagues are mourning the loss of veteran actor Rip Torn.
Sad news this morning.
Take me home tonight.
Eddie Money has passed.
Author and Nobel laureate Toni Morrison died last night.
The shots are going do.
This is an NBC News special report.
We're coming on the air this morning with breaking news from Dayton, Ohio.
Breaking news.
The Patriots just released Antonio Brown.
Former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz is recovering this morning.
This is why presidential debates are becoming unwatchable.
Yeah. Hey guys, you know what? America does not want to witness a food fight.
Yeah, this reminds everybody of what they cannot stand about Washington.
Look, my son did nothing wrong.
I did nothing wrong.
If a Republican ever did what Joe Biden did, they'd be getting the electric chair.
Why is he on the phone with a foreign leader trying to intimidate a foreign leader? You should be looking at Trump.
It's better to be on TV than by phone.
Yeah.
That is grounds for impeachment.
We can't talk about impeachment. When can we talk about impeachment?
This impeachment talk has accelerated.
It's a joke. Impeachment for that? Take a look at that call. It was perfect.
Mr. Kanye West.
And I've given my life to Jesus Christ and I work for God.
Dorian, one of the strongest storms ever formed in the Atlantic.
The Bahamas are dealing with an unprecedented crisis.
You don't get hurricanes like that often.
Absolute devastation.
3-2. Here it is! The Washington Nationals are world champions for the first time in franchise history.
The House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry. No one is above the law.
Speaker Pelosi happens to be the Speaker of this House, but she does not speak for America when it comes to this issue.
American troops are pulling back to make way for Turkey's planned invasion of northern Syria.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
This is a great day for America. This is a great day for the world.
Baghdadi hiding in a tunnel, a dog chasing him.
Several Americans, mothers and their children, ambushed and killed in Mexico.
Codename Crossfire Hurricane.
The conservative narrative of a deep state out to get Donald Trump.
And imagine, ladies and gentlemen, if they can do this to the candidate for the president of the United States, what could they do to you?
The evidence of the president's misconduct is overwhelming and uncontested.
Charging Donald J. Trump with committing high crimes and misdemeanors.
You don't need Sherlock Holmes to figure this one out. We have the evidence.
They're going to impeach not because they have the evidence, but because they hate the president.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
The article is agreed to.
This will be the first impeachment we've ever seen that is completely political.
This is the day the nation is weaker.
They don't like the 63 million people who voted for this president. And they dislike us so much they're willing to weaponize the government.
We all know how it's going to end. There's no chance the president's going to be removed from office.
Times 2019 Person of the Year.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
It's Greta Thunberg.
We will get Brexit done.
The man once dismissed as a grandstanding clown vindicated.
We did it. We pulled it off, didn't we? We broke the deadlock. We ended the gridlock. We smashed the roadblock.
President Trump and China look to be making a deal.
The president of the United States has secured a deal with China.
God bless the United States of America. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you.